WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies and 65 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be sunny here today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Well, the Independence Day holiday means celebrations to mark the event are scheduled to take place around the KJAN listening area today and throughout the weekend. Here in Atlantic, the 4th of July began at 7 o'clock with the Atlantic JC's flight breakfast at the Atlantic Municipal Airport, and that runs until 11 o'clock with pancakes served by the Pancake Man. The meal includes pancakes, sausages, and drink for $6 per plate, and proceeds from the breakfast are used to support the JC's 4th of July fireworks display, which begins at dusk, of course, and the concessions provided beforehand by the Kiwanis Club. Also on display at the Atlantic Airport will be an A-26 Invader aircraft. The Lady Liberty is the only American-built combat aircraft to see action in three conflicts: World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam. The plane will be available for walk-on tours from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. today and is scheduled to make a mid-morning flyover. Other cities celebrating the 4th of July include Dunlap, Exira, Logan, Manila, Oakland, Underwood, and Westphalia. For a list of area events taking place on this 4th of July and throughout the weekend, you can head to the KJAN website at www.kjan.com and click on the Daily Diary page. The city of Harlan will not host an actual 4th of July celebration. However, the American Legion there will be shooting off fireworks at J.J. Jensen Park later this evening. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning voted to table action on a request from the County Historical Museum for $20,000 in funding. Supervisor Chuck Reakin motioned for the move so that museum representatives could appear before the board during their next meeting to make a case for the funding. And if approved, the county would make payments in two installments of $10,000 each, with the money likely to come from the local option sales tax fund. In other business, the board approved two requests for fireworks display permits. Both events will be held this Saturday. The first came from the Lyle Marsh family, which is holding a reunion this weekend.
And it's to be held out south of Atlantic on the ways. Approximately 40 people in attendance, 30 of them be adults, and approximately 10 would be under age 12.
That's Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, who says the other fireworks display is for the Abild Alexander family reunion.
Just, I think, west of the 7192 East.
The requests were approved based on the requirements of the Iowa Code. Auditor Sunderman reminds families who wish to hold fireworks displays next year in the county that they must receive the approval of the Board of Supervisors if the event is being held outside of the city limits of communities within the county. Receiving approval of your local fire chief is not sufficient to receive a permit for fireworks. The supervisors also tabled action on appointing two members to the County Compensation Board because they feel not enough notice was given to the public as to gather both male and female applicants that would gender balance the board. The supervisors instead approved placing an advertisement in local newspapers to inform the public about the current compensation board and other future county board positions that will become available. The city of Harlan will be conducting a traffic study for a mid-block signal at 19th Street and Chatburn Avenue. In a regular city council meeting earlier this week, the board approved the motion to the Iowa Department of Transportation to conduct the study. The motion had originally been brought to the table at a public safety committee meeting on June the 20th. Harlan City Administrator Terry Cox said the bad news is the study will take approximately 18 months from start to finish. Cox said the city is getting cooperation from the Harlan Community School District during the traffic study.
They are going to review whether they will get for safety a bus to go down there, not at a bus line, but a bus that can pick up the kids down there. That's up to them in the school. I know they didn't talk about that Monday at their last board meeting, but that's something that they'll be talking about this summer. So, and that would be two school years, because within 18 months.
In addition to the traffic study, the City Council approved the installment of a new 3M crosswalk markings on the mid-block signal at the same intersection of 19th and Chatburn. The Council approved adding a 6-inch crosswalk tape along with milling so the tape isn't affected by weather and added 24-inch stop bars. The project will cost a little over $5,600. Cox said the city is in contact with a company to add LED lights to the intersection on both sides and link those up to the stoplight so that when someone pushes the crosswalk signal, they will flash to help get traffic stopped. Harlan Municipal Utilities already changed the actual stoplights to LED at the intersection. In other business, the council approved a resolution for ordering bids for the 2013 Police Department building project. The city will open and review those bids on July the 16th at noon. The council will attempt to approve the building project during their next council meeting on July the 16th. The city of Harlan also will replace the recently stolen city-owned truck. The truck was stolen from the wastewater treatment plant on Thursday of last week. The new truck will cost $27,240. The city is expecting to finalize the sale pending insurance approval. The city also received two checks totaling $1,650 from the local Girl Scouts Troop No. 417. The money raised will go towards playground equipment at J.C. Park. And one other item on the Harlan City Council meeting from earlier this week, the city said it's in contact with Habitat for Humanity to construct a lot on Hill Street. The property was given from Wells Fargo Bank to the city of Harlan, and the organization will build a new home. Cox said the bank paid for the demolition and cleanup of the house. With many people taking to Iowa's roadways for the 4th of July holiday weekend, the Iowa Department of Transportation, the state's counties and cities, want to remind travelers to use extra caution in work zones now in place to improve Iowa's transportation system. In Pottawatomie County, the work zone includes Interstate 29 and I-80 from the Missouri River Bridge and Council Bluffs, eastward about 3 miles to the Lake Manawa South Expressway Interchange, which is being graded and paved as part of the bridge construction work. Through traffic is maintained and single lane closures may occur during off-peak hours. Also in Pottawatomie County, I-29 north from Council Bluffs to Missouri Valley or U.S. Highway 30 interchange is being resurfaced at several locations and through traffic is maintained there in a single lane. And the southbound I-29 from Mills County line to Iowa Highway 92 interchange is being reconstructed in Pott County. Traffic is maintained in a two-lane, two-way operation in the northbound lanes. Here in Cass County, the eastbound I-80 bridge over Indian Creek at milepost 50, that's west of the Marnie interchange, is being replaced. Traffic is maintained in that area in a two-lane, two-way operation in both westbound lanes. The Iowa Highway 83 traffic on the bridge between Wyota and Anita is restricted to one lane using temporary traffic signals for the replacement of bridge approaches. And in Harrison County, a deck overlay project is being performed on the bridge over the Boyer River in Logan on Highway 30. Traffic is maintained in a single lane with temporary traffic signals at that location. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports 900th Street between Maple and Oak Roads is closed now through July the 7th for utility work. Persons on emergency crews who normally traverse that section of the road should plan to take an alternate route. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently contributed donations to three local groups or causes here in Cass County. According to fund spokesperson Melanie Petty, the fund, in conjunction with the Kiwanis Club, Atlantic Parent Teachers Organization, and Friends of Lake Anita, was able to donate money toward the bike helmet program, purchase an iPad for the third grade class, and to help out with the annual fishing clinic held at Lake Anita. Petty says they enjoy helping in whatever way they can. She says it gives us a great joy to know that we can help out so many projects in our community, all because of the wonderful support we receive at our annual golf tournament. The 5th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held August the 10th. Betty says they're projecting another great turnout for that event and look forward to another amazing year of donations back to the community that Trevor loved. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is under house arrest and the Supreme Constitutional Court's former Chief Justice has been sworn in as the country's interim president until Egyptians hold an election. Egypt's military ousted the democratically elected Morsi after days of protests demanding that he step down. Nearly 600 firefighters continue to fight an Arizona wildfire that killed 19 hotshot firefighters. The blaze in the town of Yarnell has burned about 13 square miles and hundreds of residents remain evacuated. About 129 homes have been destroyed. The fire is now 45% contained. President Obama is asking Americans to live up to the words of the Declaration of Independence. In the president's media address on this 4th of July, Obama says Americans should work to secure liberty and opportunity for their children and for future generations. Financial markets in the U.S. are, of course, closed on this 4th of July holiday, but around the world, stocks have been rallying. Investors have shrugged off worries about the turmoil in Egypt and a possible resurgence of Europe's sovereign debt crisis. Experts point to yesterday's better-than-expected jobs figures from the U.S. as a reason for the upbeat tone. And all this week, there have been events to mark the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, and Civil War reenactors say it's a big deal when the pretend commanders decide to get who lives and who dies. Some reenactors say it's not worth their time and the distance they've traveled if they're picked to die at the beginning of the battle. But Civil War reenactor Lloyd Lamphere of Durand, Michigan, said sometimes it's not so bad dying early on, especially if it's 90 degrees outside. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Norma McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A visitation for Norma McMahon will be Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin H. Nissen, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Edwin Nissen will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Maxine Schumann will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gary Lee Miller, age 66, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Lily Margaret Woods, age 90, who's formerly of Elliott, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Lily Woods will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elliott United Methodist Church. The Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Helen Rose Pesci, age 98, of Harlan, died June 26th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Pesci will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Eugene John Cybernaller, age 79, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eugene Cybernaller will be held Saturday at 1:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Kathy Paulson, age 59, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A private family celebration of life memorial service will be held for Kathy Paulson at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is assisting the family with the arrangements. Terry Hepler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Terry Hepler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Kenny B. Mitchell, age 61, of Wyota, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Kenny Mitchell are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.